Surprise guest here, OPM Director John Barry joining us. Mr. Barry, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Amy, it's always my honor to be with you. It's, we're looking for it. I'm heading over. I've got my bathing suit, and I am going to be in the dunk tank soon.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Part of Feds Feeds Families, you're going to put yourself in a position of getting dunked.
Well, Amy, anything for a good cause. We, you know, the good news is our federal employees are stepping up once again. Our June total was more than last year's June total. So we're doing more. So we're on target to hit our goal of 1.2 million pounds. And Amy, the effort that we're making today and why I'm going to the dunk tank is, Friday. This Friday is, you know, the last day of July. And so it's our, we're making a big July push here. Hope to remind federal employees to bring in an extra can tomorrow, and help their communities.
Remind our listeners about Feds Feed Families, what your goal is, and how far along you are.
Well, we're doing pretty well, Amy. The goal is to meet the shortage of food banks, not only here in the Washington D.C. area, but all across the nation. Because during the summer months, when people just aren't thinking about their food banks, oftentimes those shelves go empty. And here we face a problem because kids are out of school. They don't have access to school lunch programs and school breakfast programs. And so they run risk of going hungry and finding empty shelves when they go to their food bank for help. And so the federal employees are stepping up in a big-hearted way to try to raise food, non-perishable items that we can donate to food banks here and around the nation so that we can meet that shortfall during those three critical summer months. So June, July, August, and we're going to extend it into September this year, Amy, because Labor Day is so late this year. Mm-hmm. We thought it'd be easier to go into September. So the goal is nationwide 1.2 million pounds of food, and I think we're going to hit it.
So let's talk about your participation, the dunk tank. How is this going to help?
Well, what we did was at OPM, we challenged folks who wanted to dunk me to contribute 100 pounds of food and to pledge 100 pounds donation. And so we had a number of people sign up. So the good news is it will help raise a lot of pounds of food for needy families in our community. But the other thing is it's a bigger event. It's an all morning event at the Department of Energy. The Department of Agriculture are sponsoring this. They have karaoke contests. They're having a lot of other activities trying to help federal employees, just remind them about the campaign and the importance of the end of the month here to remember to bring in their cans and to help us reach the totals.
OPM Director John Barry talking to us about his participation with Feds Feed Families in the dunk tank. Mr. Barry, once again, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time this morning and good luck to you.
Well, Amy, the other thing we were laughing about is, you know, you remember back when we were talking during Snowmageddon?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you know, that Friday where we made the decision to open the government, and I'm sure I was on everybody's, you know, hate list that day. Here's a chance for folks, if they want to take out that anger from last February, bring a can, make a donation, and dunk me today.